Grandma Grunt. Knowing his mother's routine, Uncle Disgusting was already at the front door, waiting to greet her with the usual sly, smarmy smile.
Nice to see you, Mother, my dear. Hot, isn't it?
Uncle Disgusting cast a distasteful-looking glance at Wilhelmina and Edgar.
And I see you've been obliged to bring them along once more. Always a pleasure, Uncle.
Shipwrecked Sarah and the silly-looking pirates. Pinkbeard the pirate was the smelliest ever. Woof! His ship and crew reeked, but he wasn't half clever. He shouted to Sarah,
"We're coming aboard. Go away, stink bird. Our treasure's not yours."
"All right," said the captain, all full of despair.
"Go take our treasure. It's under the stairs."
Said Sarah,
"Captain, here's a plan that'll scupper. That denticle beastie, we'll have it for supper. Arr."
Podge, the pooiest, ploppiest pig on the planet. Clever old mouse had inserted a cork.
He said, "Listen to me, you foul lump of pork. You've been quite revolting and will reap what's been sowed. Try one more poo and you will explode."
Queen Sheep spoke next, a big smile on her face. Despite all the poo, she remained full of grace.
"The cork shall remain, so don't try to unplug it. There'll be no more pooing on one, or one's subjects."
And with that, the queen and her party took leave, leaving Podge with a tummy that rumbled and heaved. His belly felt bad, and he started to worry.
"Enough!" shouted Podge. I'm sorry. I've been bad to you all. I feel such a dork."
Everyone cheered as Mouse took out the cork.